Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. With us today in our studios at Radio New York Worldwide is Bob Carey, formerly of the Tarriers, now out on his own, rising name in folk music. And why don't we play a piece of his music even before we get to talking with him? Here's a good sample, Calumet City.
In a town called Calumet City. Yes, I was traveling on my way. There I ran into a detour, and I'm still here till this day. Such a light brown color, lips like cherries on the tree. And when I saw this fair young maiden, I said, yes, you belong. Marry, Lord, she said, I know, yes, I know, you're a traveling man, and if you want me, for your true love, you'll have to stay.
Calumet City, done by Bob Carey. You know, doing radio shows, you record these things, you usually have no audience at all. It's not like most forms of show business where you can gauge how the performance is going. There's only one person in the audience, the engineer, in this case, Joe Garofalo. And it's fine because he's a very good audience, and I was watching him during while the song was on, and he was bouncing up and down to the music. It must be a very good song, Bob.
Yes, I was quite complimented. I think the highest compliment can be a man who's in the business, who can sit behind that thing over there and to be attached to the music. I thank you very much, Joe.
Bob, where is Calumet City?
Calumet City, that's one of the wildest towns, was, I should say, past tense, one of the wildest towns right near Chicago. There was a whole big scandal out there in Calumet City, and when I worked in Chicago, we took a drive out to Calumet City, and just drive through real quickly and drive back to Chicago, and I sort of got the idea for the song from just working in Chicago and driving through Calumet City.
Where would the song come from originally? From Calumet City? Is it written?
Now, you really want to get into folk roots now, I think.
Yeah,
huh?
I might as well.
Well, let's see. This song comes from a very, very old melody, a very old folk melody, which we could call, I guess it goes back to East Virginia. The melody's changed, and of course the words have changed. But the structure of the song can go back to the old ballad, East Virginia.
Do you do mainly this kind of upbeat music, or do you handle anything of a different kind of tempo?
Yes. Well, I think in a pretty nice balanced program, you need some up stuff, and you need a ballad here or a change of pace of song to get a performance over well. When you're working on the floor, you try to open with a song and you come down a little bit, and then you say go into a ballad or a lullaby or something like that.
Well, do you have any good lullabies on this record?
I just happen to have a lullaby called His Majesty. It's a song that a friend of mine wrote, and I've known the song for about 5 or 6 years. And I taught it to my little boy, and he used to sing it to me, and I sang it to him, and he sang it to me, and I used to fall asleep, and he was up all night long.
Well, now that we've talked about it this long, I'm sure Joe's got it queued up. So, Joe, would you like to play His Majesty?
His Majesty sits in the highest chair. He wears his robe with a kingly air. His hair is brown like his mother's hair, and silver is his spoon. His Majesty rules with a tiny hand. He doesn't talk, but we understand. His every wish is a sweet command, and he could have the moon. His Majesty has a woolly horse. He rides on the nursery path, and every night he inspects his yacht that floats in the royal bath. His Majesty has but a teddy bear, his bravest friend and his greatest care. And if he wakes, Mommy's there. Long live His Majesty. His Majesty has that rocking horse. He rides on the nursery path, and every night he inspects his yacht that floats in the royal bath. His Majesty has, oh, but a teddy bear, his bravest friend and his greatest care. And if he wakes, Mommy's there. Long live His Majesty. Long live His Majesty. Oh, yeah.
Bob Carey doing His Majesty. Bob, it occurs to me the one thing we haven't talked about here, well, not that we're that far into the show yet, but we haven't talked at all about you. Why don't you give us some idea of your background?
Let's see now. Where do I start? I was born and raised in New York City, and I guess my influence in folk music came through going to camp and listening to my counselors sing. And then I became very much involved with Josh White. Josh White at that time was the folk singer, and we used to go, all of us, down to Town Hall and to his concerts. And then we used to go to the Wingdings and the Hootenannies up in Webster Hall, where the Weavers first started. I went to Brooklyn College in New York City, and I was drafted into the Army, and I was sent overseas. I was stationed in Germany.
Where were you stationed, by the way? We may have listeners there.
Yeah, right. I was stationed in Würzburg, Frankfurt, and Augsburg, right outside of Munich. And I had a ball. It was fantastic. I'd like to go back again. Luckily, they found out that just before I went into the service, I was on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout show, and I won the show. And they asked me, would I perform as a contestant with the All-Army Talent Contest that they have in Europe. And I performed, and I won, and I got to the finals in Munich. I didn't wear a uniform for about 6 months. I was out singing all over Europe, and it was a ball. Then I came back to New York City, and I met Eric Darling, who we know is the leader of the Rooftop Singers with his record Walk Right In. And Alan Arkin, who is now a big Broadway star with Exit Laughing on Broadway, we got together and we worked for about, 7 or 8 months, and nothing really happened. We had a whole pile of material, and we couldn't do anything with it. Nobody would record us. We were too far ahead of our time, until one company, Glory Records, said, okay, we'll sign you. And we put out the Banana Boat song in 1957, and Cindy O' Cindy with Vince Martin, and all of a sudden we were had great big hit records. The group, through those years, have changed. Eric Weisberg joined us, who's a fantastic banjo player. Clarence Cooper, who has the most beautiful voice in the world. And Marshall Brickman, who's a very adept musician and a very fine instrumentalist on his own. And myself formed a quartet, and we call ourselves the Tarriers. Just this past June, I left the group and started working as the MC of one of the Hootenanny shows traveling throughout the United States. Right now, I met you at that St. John's folk contest.
Yeah, perhaps I better establish this. I'd recently judged a folk music contest, or was one of the three judges, the folk music contest out at St. John's University in Brooklyn. And Bob was one of the other judges, and another guy, the third judge, was somebody you've already met on Folk Music Worldwide, Izzy Young, who's director of the Folklore Center here in New York, and he was on one of our earliest shows. Anyway, that's how Bob and I decided to do this show.
It's great. Thank you, Alan. Sure.
I think it's time for some more music, Bob. We've been talking for a while, and I'm curious about this Writing on the Wall. That's a song I don't know.
Yeah, it's a kind of, it's a funny song, because I sit and listen to it, too. It says that if you've done anything wrong, you better, you're going to pay your dues, and you might as well realize it, and it's there. It's there in your mind. The song was written by Bob Gibson, who I think is a very fine, he's a good friend of mine and also a very fine artist, and Mr. Shel Silverstein, who draws the cartoons for Playboy magazine. It's kind of a weird combination, but that's another story.
Well, before we get into the other story, why don't we play Writing on the Wall as done by Bob Carey.
Well, I think I hear it's written clear and slow. Wake up, you sinner, before you go. You're living high and you're having fun, but pay your dues for the things you've done. I feel a hand that's clutching me. I see the writing on the wall. Reach down a helping hand, and you close your eyes to the cries of man. You read these words and read them well, you're gonna burn in the fires of hell. And I feel a spirit moving me. I see the writing on the wall. A hand that's clutching me. That spirit's moving me. A hand that's clutching me. That spirit.
Writing on the Wall is done by Bob Carey. I think let's take a moment out here for a message, after which we'll be right back with Bob Carey on more Folk Music Worldwide. Okay, this is Alan Wasser again, back at Folk Music Worldwide. Bob, you may have wondered what this piece of paper in front of me is.
Yeah, what is that?
This is a letter from Raymond Keyes in Peru, Indiana, and I just wanted to thank him very much for the letter. It mentions the fact that he just got a short wave for Christmas, and he was listening to the program and enjoyed it. And I enjoyed his letter very much. I hope everybody else out there will write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York Worldwide, New York 19, New York, USA. That's Radio New York Worldwide, New York 19, New York. And we really appreciate the letters. Please keep them coming. That's the only way we know to tell if there's anybody out there. And if there is anybody out there, I imagine they're going to want to hear some more music. But, Bob,
yeah.
The stuff we've done has been all reasonably modern.
How about,
I see 12 Gates to the City, which is about as old and traditional
right.
as you can get.
Right. That I still brought this tune up to the sort of modern idiom. I use two guitars, a bass, and a drummer, and I use three girls on this, and it keeps the same feeling, but it has a little modern touch to it.
Three gates in the east, three gates in the west, three gates in the north, three gates in the south. That makes 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. 12 gates to the city.
Gates to the City, done by Bob Carey. Bob, these songs we've been hearing are from, well, as I know, from an acetate for a record that will be coming out very shortly.
Yes.
We haven't mentioned what the title of the record will be and how they can go about getting it.
Oh, let's see. The title will be The Soul of Folk by Bob Carey, and probably the quickest way of getting it is to run quickly into your music store and say, may I have a copy of The Soul of Folk by Bob Carey? It should be out about the middle of January.
And with under what label?
Under 20th Century Fox.
Fun. Well, it looks like we've got time for one more song if we move quickly.
Okay.
How about one of my old favorites? They Call the Wind Mariah.
Way out here they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire is Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks were up there dying. They call the wind Mariah. Before I knew Mariah's name and heard her wail and whining, I had a girl and she had me, and the sun was always shining.
But then one day I left my girl. I left her far behind me. And now I'm lost, yes, so very lost. Not even God can find me. Mariah, oh Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Out here they got a name for wind and fire only. But when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. And I'm a lost and lonely man without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my girl beside me. They call the wind Mariah, Mariah, Mariah. They call the wind Mariah.
Bob, that was a great rendition of They Call the Wind Mariah, and we are completely out of time. And all the songs we've done in this show have been songs you've done by yourself. Can you come back perhaps next week and we'll do a show devoted to the music of the Terriers, which I think would also be very good.
I would love to, Alan. Anytime you say, I'll come down.
Okay. Until then, this is Alan Walter saying so long for Folk Music Worldwide.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Hey, Lyle!